We are at the end of Perek Aleph in Sefer HaTanya. And this limud is Leilui Nishmat Yitzchak Kohen Ben Miriam, and it's Lizchut Refuah Shelema Estela Esther Vat Rivka. It should be, and also this limud should be Lizchut Refuah Shelema LeDaniel Chashuim Daliel Yagen Ben Keren Aliza. באשר בן נורית לאה ו לרפואה שלמה ליהושע בן טובה. And this limud is also לרפואת שמואל בן מרגלית וגם לרפואת ראובן בן אסתר. בזכות הלימוד תעמוד להם. אך ביאור העניין, עוד מישהו? וגם כן, מחילה, שיהיה לימוד זה לעילוי נשמת אבנר בן בחמל, עליו השלום. אך ביאור העניין, על פי מה שכתב הרב חיים ויטל ז"ל בשער הקדושה ובעץ חיים, we're going to learn a fundamental teaching that comes from רבי חיים ויטל, from the Ari HaKadosh. דלכל איש ישראל, אחד צדיק ואחד רשע, יש שתי נשמות. If you thought till now that you have one neshama, well, now you know that you have two neshamot. Every Jew, whether a tzaddik or a rasha, has two neshamot. What does that mean, two neshamot? וכדכתיב ונשמות אני עשיתי. Although that's not the pshat of the pasuk, אבל the way it's written lends to it. ונשמות אני עשיתי. Each one has two neshamot. מיעוט רבים. שניים. שהם שתי נפשות. They are two נפשות, נפש אחת מצד הקליפה וסתרה אחרה. One נפש, we'll soon explain, but one נפש of the person comes from the קליפה. The קליפה is the כוחות הטומאה, the residue of טומאה that stayed in the world after the שבירת הכלים, at the time of מעשה בראשית, at the time of the creation of the world. So the klipot is the tum'ah that's in the world. Our job in this world is to be mevarer nitzotzot out of the klipot. So there is klipot ha-tum'ah in this world. From the klipah, from the sitra acha, from the other side, the side of the yetzer hara, the side of the satan, there is a nefesh in the person. V'hi hamitlabeshet bedam ha'adam lehahayot haguf. And that is the spirit, that is the nefesh that takes place in the blood of the person to give life. וכדכתיב, כי נפש הבשר בדם היא. The nefesh of every basar, not just the animals, of every human being also, the nefesh is in the blood, in the dam. And that's, in other sfarim you'll find, for example, that it's called nefesh hamitno'ea. It's the nefesh that causes our movement, our ability, our mobility, ability to move. That's our nefesh. That's vayhi adam lenefesh chaya, according to the Zohar HaKadosh. Specifically, vayhi adam lenefesh chaya is the nefesh habamit, is this nefesh that gives us physical life. וממנה באות כל המידות רעות מארבע יסודות רעים שבה. And from the nefesh הבאמית, all the midot come, the bad midot. מארבע יסודות, from the four elements that is in the nefesh. And he explains, דהיינו כעס וגאווה מיסוד האש שנגבה למעלה. Anything that has to do with being bloated, with a person being hori, kaas. What's kaas? Kaas is gaava. It's a form of gaava. If a person is anav, not quickly will he go into kaas. He will definitely not lose himself into anger. Someone who has gaava, who thinks he's very high, so he has kaas, gets angry. The gaava, that comes from the yesod of ish. There are four yesodot. Ish, ruach, maim, afar. From ish in the nefesh habamit comes kaas, ga'ava, shenigba lemala. Just like fire, goes upwards. So all the midot tara'ot, which have to do with going upwards, comes from Ish. V'ta'avat ha'ta'anugim, the desire and the ta'ava for pleasures, where does that come from? Mi'yesod ha'mayim, that comes from the element of water in the nefesh ha'ba'amit. Ki ha'mayim matzmichim kol minei ta'anug. Water causes things to grow, causes all kinds of pleasures in the world to grow. Of course, namely food, but everything else is from mayim. Veholelut veletzanut vehitpa'arut udvarim betelim miyesod haruach. From the element of ruach in the nefesh ha'ba'amit, you know, on the pasuk vayhi adam lenefesh chaya, it says in the Targum famously, leruach memalela. The ruach has to do with the spirit. The ruach has to do with talking. So all the midot ra'ot that have to do with talking, holelut, letzanut, wildness and clowning around, hitpa'arut, talking about, showing off, talking about one's qualities, udvarim betelim, idle chatter, all this is miyesod haruach. Ve'atzlut ve'atzvut miyesod he'afar. Laziness and sadness comes from the yesod of afar. By the way, you'll always find in Chazal those two coupled together. Gemara Masechet Brachot, if you remember in the fifth perek, atzlut atzvut. They go hand in hand. One who is lazy becomes sad. Sadness is a product of laziness. If a person is not lazy, if he goes to work, if he accomplishes, not going to be sad. Sadness is a product of atzvut, right? And it's a problem with the heart. Atzvut, atzlut, the letters lamed and bet are the letters that are interchanging here. That's lev. So this is miyesod he'afar. Now, v'gam midot tovot shebeteva kol Yisrael betoldotam kemo rachmanut ugmilut chasadim ba'ot mimena. Now here comes a big chidush, Rabotai. You have to understand, Rabotai, when we say that all the midot come from the four elements of the nefesh ha'ba'amit, everything is double-sided. The midah ra'ah has a second side of midah tova. Each and every word that we said here of midot tovot, of midot ra'ot, has a way to make it, to turn it into midot tovot. It has the constructive side to it. The midot tovot that is in the teva, that is inherent in the nature of the Jew, betoledotam, kemo rachmanut ugmilut chasadim, like the Gemara tells us in Masechet Yevamot, that Am Yisrael have in their nature, it's in their genes, it's in their DNA, the midah of rachmanut, of compassion, the midah of baishanut, of bashfulness, the midah of gemilut chasadim, the desire to do chesed. These midot also, ba'ot mimena, also comes from the nefesh habahmit, from the vayhi adam le nefesh chaya of the person. But what do you mean? You just told me that the nefesh, this nefesh ha'ba'amit comes from the sitra ha'cha, it comes from the klipot. When it comes to Israel, there's a slight difference. Ki beYisrael nefesh zo de klipa hi miklipat noga, sheyesh ba gam ken tov. When it comes to Am Yisrael, the midot that we say come from the klipa, from the nefesh ha'ba'amit, the nefesh ha'ba'amit of a Jew comes from a different source than the nefesh ha'ba'amit of the Umot HaOlam. The nefesh ha'ba'amit of the Jew also comes from klipa, but klipat noga. What is klipat noga? The word noga in Hebrew means light, right? Klipa, that's tum'ah, that's not good. We learn from a pasuk, we mentioned Yechezkel today, Maaseh HaMerkava. We learn a pasuk in Yechezkel, in that first perek, that's where we have the source to the three main klipot ra'ot. This is all from the teachings of the Zohar HaKadosh, Ari HaKadosh. The three main klipot atme'ot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by design, left in this world from the days of Maaseh Bereshit. Those are three klipot tum'ah. Klipot means shells, coverings. Three. Around those three, inside, there is another klipa that surrounds the kedusha. And that klipa, which is surrounding the kedusha, is klipat noga. So you have the kedusha. Kivyachol, we don't know what we're saying, but you have the shechina, you have the kedusha in the middle. In the words of the Navi Yecheskel, it's called Ora Chashmal. The kedusha in the middle. And then you have venoga lo saviv. You have the klipat noga around. And then around that, you have ruach seara, anan, ve'esh mitlakachat. Those are the three klipot around. The source of the nefesh habamit of the Jew comes from klipat noga, whereas the source of the nefesh of everyone else comes from the three klipot that surround. What is the difference between those? The three klipot that surround are only ra, whereas klipat noga is mixed with tov and ra. From the time of Chet Adam HaRishon, klipat noga became mixed with tov and ra. So from that place, you have the nefesh habamit of Am Yisrael that has midot ra'ot, but it also has the midot tovot of baishanut, gmilut chasadim, rachmanut, v'chen al ze aderech. Vehi misod etz hada'at tov v'ra. It's from the time of the Chet Adam HaRishon. Etz hada'at tov v'ra. Once Adam HaRishon was chote, there began a very big admixture. Before the Chet, ra was here, and tov was here. After the chet, ra and tov were mitarbev, got mixed, and there came the klipat noga. But the klipat noga, out of all the klipot, is the good one. Ma she'en ke nefashot umot ha'olam, hen mishar klipot teme'ot, she'en bahem tov klal. Kemo shekatuv be'etz chayim, shar memtet perek gimel. V'chol tivu de'avdin ha'umot, legarmai hu avdin. Even the tivu, even the good that the umot ha'olam do, is really they do for themselves. Look what it means to do good in the world today, Rabotai. What do you think liberalism comes from? Liberalism comes from the desire to do good. It comes from a desire to do chesed, to be accepting to everyone, not to be offensive in any kind of way. Right? It's a desire to do good, gone astray, gone bad. Because kol tivu de avdin ha'umot legarmai hu avdin. This is Gemara in Baba Batra, and it's in the Zohar HaKadosh. What's that? Kamo she Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, even though they did good things, Rabbi Yehuda was saying good things, you should know all these good things, they're doing it for themselves. This sounds extreme. This is not something that can easily be said to people, but this is the truth. Kedeita b'gemara, the Gemara says in Baba Batra, al pasuk v'chesed le'umim chatat, Shlomo HaMelech says it. V'chesed le'umim, the chesed of the nations of the world, is chatat. Chatat, it means sin, yeah? But the core of the meaning of the word chatat means lacking. It's missing. Like le'achti tamatara. It's missing something. They did good, aval the kavana is not there. The real, it's motivated by something that is not tahor. It doesn't come from the klipat noga. It comes from the three klipot hatum'ah. Shekol tzedakah v'chesed shumot ha'olam osim enam ela li'tyaher bo. That's one way of explaining that it's for show off. It's for ga'ava. But there are other ways that it can be with the wrong motive. Noga ze or ken yahel or kmo hila nachon. וזה מה שבמעשה מרכבה מראה של יחזקאל היה סובב את אור החשמל. It was surrounding the אור החשמל. And the Zohar HaKadosh in Tikkuni Zohar says that pasuk is telling us the makor for the various types of klipot. So what we learned tonight, just to summarize, we finished Perek Aleph. It's going to be at least 2 weeks before we come back to this because obviously... next week is still normal, okay, but afterwards. So what we learned here in Perek Aleph is at the end here is we're beginning to learn the idea that there is a difference between the nefesh of the Yehudi and the nefesh of Umot HaOlam. We all have two nefashot. We didn't talk about the second neshama. The second neshama is the neshama ilakit. The first neshama that we learned about is the nefesh habahamit that comes from klipat noga. Ken Zechariah.
We talked about it when we started running this. We talked about how all things were down in this world. Any type of mitot, they were connected to this world. Then it switched over to everything that's happening, you know, in noga, which is.
No, no, no. He means it also by Klipat Noga. The Nefesh HaBa'amit of the Jew comes from a different type of Klipa called Klipat Noga, but that Klipa is made up also of four Yesodot.
It is part
of also has the four Yesodot, and from those four Yesodot you have all the various kinds of Midot. That has to do, that's an enhancement of the Neshama Ilakit, which we'll talk about Be'ezrat Hashem. רבי חנן אמר הקשה אומר, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל לפיכך, ירבה להם תורה מצוות שנאמר, אדוני חפץ למען צדקו יגדיל תורה ויאדיר. אמן.